Now, I'm very pleased today to be joined by Margaret Mills for her monthly book review. So welcome, Margaret. And what book have you chosen this month?
I've been reading a book by Leslie Kara. Mm-hmm. It's called The Rumour.
So it's not historical then?
No, it isn't. It is a bit of a departure.
Right, so what's it all about?
Well, the clue's in the title, as usual, The mm-hmm. Rumour. The book concerns a small Essex seaside town, I wonder which one, given the fictitious name of Flinstead, where...
So it's not Frinton, is it, Model or Frinton?
No, I don't think it's Frinton, right. No. But it's sort of probably an amalgam of the Essex seaside towns. But anyway, a lady called Joanna, her partner Mike, who's a journalist, mm-hmm. and their five-year-old son Alfie have come to live in the town. And it really hinges on the news that breaks shortly afterwards that a woman, now middle-aged, who as a 10-year-old child murdered a five-year-old boy, okay. has been released from prison or from wherever she's been incarcerated, given a new identity, and is now living in the town. And it sort of builds up the tension of looking at everybody who passes you in the street that's female and middle-aged and wondering, are you her? And it really shows how rumours spread. People make things up where they don't have the knowledge. Mm-hmm. And even sometimes where they do have the knowledge, they don't use it wisely. Does that make sense?
Indeed it does. Right. I mean, the plot alone gives you the goosebumps.
Yeah.
So what did you make of it? Did it live up to its promise?
It's a very interesting premise, I think. Leslie Kara, it's apparently her first novel.
Is she local, do you know?
I don't know. Mm. I don't know whether she's Essex by birth or Essex by adoption. I do know she lives in North Essex.
Oh, right.
At the moment, but...
She might move.
Well, exactly. It's an interesting premise. And, I mean, we've all read accounts in the papers about witch hunts that go on because somebody is pointed out to be an offender of some kind.
Yes.
And a lot of the themes, like our desire for revenge.
Yes.
And how we always feel we want somebody, if we feel somebody hasn't paid for the crime they've committed, people sort of take it on themselves.
Now, I believe that in the book, it's this mother who was at the school gates, doesn't intend to pass on the rumour, but somehow she does. Is that right?
That's right. It's also, I mean, there's so many themes here apart from revenge and who should you trust and should you not be careful with what you say. The other thing is Joanna, the heroine of the book, if you like, who narrates the book, it's her desire for acceptance and the lengths that people will go to if they feel rejected. Mm. She has a background because the backstory is that her, Mike and Alfie have had to move from the previous town because the little boy was being bullied because it's a mixed relationship.
Ah,
he's black.
Right.
Mike is black.
Yes.
And you know, Joanna's been pilloried for this in the town where they were living, and the little boy has been made a scapegoat, if you like. For people's prejudice. And so I think she's come to the town thinking, I must ingratiate myself. I must get accepted.
Yeah.
And she's gone over the top. And I think that's the point that Leslie Kara is making. How far do you go to make yourself accepted, one of the crowd? Mike is writing, there's so many sort of side plots to this. Mike, her partner, is writing a book about the murder from the killer's point of view.
That's unusual.
Mm. And he has contacts in various places who have let slip that the killer, Sally McGowan, as she was, has been now released from custody and given a new identity, and he's living in the town.
Of course, nobody knows what she looks
like. And no one knows what she looks like. He has perhaps unwisely let slip to Joanna. Joanna, in her search for being one of the crowd and acceptance, is passing on gossip at the school gates.
Yeah.
And of course, those she's passing the gossip on to are then embroidering the story themselves and passing it on to others. And the whole town is abuzz.
I think it would be. Now, from what I've seen, the reviews are mixed, with some people saying that they found the book unputdownable, with twists and turns throughout. There was one other who said that the first 70 minutes was excruciatingly tedious. So what did you think? They said there were too many unrelated characters, main characters not well developed.
Right, I've got mixed views on this book. I give a
So you're mixed on it.
I am mixed. I am. I think a lot of people, as you've just said, will be. I give her full credit for interesting ideas and developing those ideas, and a very contentious issue, and the way that she handles it. But I think the problem for me was that none of the characters were developed enough that I felt any empathy or sympathy with them. Also, the dialogue, I felt, that she puts in the characters' mouths could do with improvement. It was too stilted. It was as though the characters were reading from a book or a play script.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes.
And I found myself getting quite impatient with the words being used. I mean, if you suddenly stub your toe, you don't say, "Oh dear, I think I've hurt my foot." That isn't your first reaction. It's, "Oh, blank, blank, asterisk, asterisk." And it was very unreal in places, I felt. And I felt her dialogue could have done with some work.
But as you say, it was a first book.
It's a first book, and all credit to her for picking a very contentious subject.
Mm.
And there's all these sort of little side issues. Joanna is obviously, although she presents herself in the book as being quite a confident modern woman, she's obviously extremely insecure.
Mm.
And she's desperate for acceptance. She's quite a needy character. And the relationship with Mike, where does that come in? This information that he's sort of drip-fed her. And it's, you know, it's interesting. The end I found quite disappointing.
Now, yes, I noticed here that some felt that the sensational or so-called sensational ending was a bit of a letdown.
Yeah.
So you agreed.
It was a damp squib.
Yeah.
And I'd be very surprised if anyone gets three quarters of the way through the book and doesn't work out the ending for themselves.
So, bottom line is, would you recommend the book for summer holiday reading?
I mean, it's not a bad read, but it wouldn't be the top of my list of books to take away with me.
Mm.
No, no. If the idea appeals to you of how rumours can spread, gossip can spread, and the implications of that, then, you know, you'll be interested in this book because she's developed that, I think, very cleverly. It's only a pity that the characters in the book are not quite so well developed.
They sort of cardboard cutouts, as opposed to real.
That's right, exactly. She needs to work
on that. That is very difficult.
It is hard. It is hard.
I don't know how authors are actually able to get the characters, all the characterization, and to keep the character in character all the way through.
But I think you have to. I don't necessarily think you have to keep the character in character the complete way through. But I think you have to develop that character so the person reading it feels they've got a bit of insight into what makes this man or woman tick. I didn't feel that with any of the characters.
It seems a shame. Big shame.
Mm.
So anyway, what is this? Give us some details. Where you can get this book and how much it is? Do you know?
Well, it's on Amazon, of course.
Yeah.
I think off the top of my head, it was about £6.50 on Amazon, and about £6.49 in W.H. Smith.
And it's The Rumour by
Leslie Kara, K-A-R-A. It's all right. Her last name.
So what have you got planned for us for next month?
I've got a book called The Stranger.
Mm-hmm.
And The Stranger is by, just looking it up here because I've forgotten it, Kate Reardon.
Right.
The Stranger by Kate Reardon.
And what is this about?
This is about a death that occurs in Cornwall.
Right.
And this is what attracted me, not the death, but Cornwall. I thought,
right,
probably ideal bit of holiday reading this.
And is it current day?
Oh, yes. Day? Well, no, the book plot isn't. It's a new book, but the plot is set in the 1940s.
No, that's what I meant. It's set back in
it
the,
is.
In when is it?
1940s.
Oh, and so it's during the war.
Yes. It begins with a mysterious drowning.
Oh,
and
right.
Goes from there.
Fair enough. Well, we look forward to that. I think we've got a date for it somewhere, but I can't remember what
we
it
have,
was.
And I believe it's the 24th of June.
I have a feeling you're right.
If that's a Monday, I'm right.
Right. Okay, fair enough. Well, we look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret. Appreciate
Thanks, Scott.
That.
Thank you.